Adam Tice, Pioneer Corn Marketing Lead.
So we're here at Farm Progress Show. Tell me a little bit about how it's going, some of the things that you're talking to people about.
Yeah, it's been a great show so far. A lot of traffic through the tent, a lot of great discussions, a lot of growers in great moods, and that's fantastic to see. A couple topics that keep coming up are what's coming in corn, what are the new hybrids looking like, what are the new technologies that Pioneer's coming out with to help push yields on their farm. Regarding the management side, a lot of disease and insect conversations are also coming up, most notably probably corn rootworm this year.
So corn rootworm pressure. Tell me a little bit about some of the things you're seeing.
Yeah, we are seeing a year across the Corn Belt where there is elevated corn rootworm pressure in many geographies, and that really goes back to what we saw in 2020, which for also many geographies was also a higher pressure year, and then followed by a mild winter and a more dry spring for most situations allowed more of those corn rootworm to overwinter and survive for this 2021 growing season right now. So we are out there really working with farmers today, understanding what are the options and what do we do for 2022. So the first situation is really understanding what are the pressure look like today, what are the populations looking like today. And there's really two ways to do that throughout the growing season. First, you can dig roots, and we recommend digging 10 to 20 plants per field and scoring for root injury so you can really understand what type of pressure we're seeing below that soil line. The other option that we also recommend, and growers can work with their Pioneer sales rep or Pioneer agronomist on this type of information, is having sticky traps out there. And what that allows you to do is catch those adults in those sticky traps throughout the field. And if we're seeing populations that are less than 20 beetles per plant, we call that low pressure. If it's higher than 50 beetles per plant, we consider that high pressure and really want to talk about what the options look like for next year with that farmer.
How does the pressure this year compare to previous years? And what's something to know looking ahead to 2022?
Yeah, I would say holistically, it is a higher pressure year, probably one of the higher we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years across the industry. So we're really taking a serious focus on 2022 and how do you then manage that for 2022. So we just recently had a survey poll on Twitter here a few weeks ago, and we asked farmers directly, what are their options? What are they doing to manage corn rootworm populations on their farm? And over half of the 900 respondents said they're using multiple modes of action to manage corn rootworm on their farm. And that may include, and it was usually the first answer was going to soybeans, really breaking that cycle. But it can also mean using insecticides and adult beetle practices that way as well. We also recommend using a traded below ground product like Pioneer brand Chrom products that are really designed for that corn rootworm acre and have the right balance of yield potential and agronomic consistency to bring that yield punch to complement the insect protection on your corn rootworm acre.
So a survey like that, is that something that you're doing, you know, quarterly every so often? Or tell me a little bit about that too.
We really have started to do more direct communications on just-in-time agronomy topics. We want to make sure as the information leader in corn that we're providing content out to farmers that's relevant and timely and on point with what's going on their farm. So we are starting to do more polls like that where it's a hot topic to make sure the information we're bringing to them is what they're looking for on their farm.
If people have questions or want to know what to do, where should they go for more information?
I ask that they go to their local Pioneer sales rep or reach out to their Pioneer field agronomist who can help you with more information.
Anything else you'd like to add in?
Just want to say that always, when able, ask your Pioneer sales agronomist about the new hybrids and technologies coming for their farm for next year. We're always bringing new innovations to the marketplace that help them shoot for those yield goals the following season.